Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. As we sit, the U16 girls competition is in the books at Fargo, and Team Kansas came away with three All-Americans in Nicole Redmond, who finished in sixth place at 127, Olivia Steen, who was third at 164, and Grace Johns came away with sixth place at 180. Yesterday, Newton's Nick Treister finished in eighth place in 16U freestyle at 113, and Garden City's Sebastian Lopez was seventh at 285. Today, the junior freestylers completed their competition. Stand up St. Thomas Aquinas Saints. Our two All-Americans, Dylan Elmore and Jared Sima, both hail from the Overland Park School, where they are coached by Eric Aiken, who is the most decorated Kansan ever in the USA Wrestling Freestyle and Greco National Tournaments. Elmore finished in 8th place with a 6-3 record, wrestling at 152, and Sima placed 6th at 182 with a final record of 6-3. Live with us from the Fargo Dome is Elmore, Sima, and team leader James Bilby. Let's start with Dylan. Dylan, welcome to the program first.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, You're not unfamiliar with regional and national events. You've wrestled across the country from the time you've been in your youth days. But this is your first All-American finish at Fargo. What is it like to break through with an All-American finish?
It feels pretty great. I mean, I came here mainly to focus on what I can control, which is my effort, and I gave it all my effort, and it turned out pretty well, so it feels pretty good. I didn't finish with the win, but, I mean, I gave it all I had, so that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
You finished as a state runner-up as a sophomore at STA this past season. So what does your performance at Fargo mean to your motivation and confidence as you look to better your state finish by one position next season?
Coming here and beating some kids I beat showed me that I can compete anywhere, that I can compete anywhere as long as I put my mind to it. I believe I can beat anyone, and I mean, I think this is going to help me boost my confidence and get me that next level so I can get those state actually.
So do you plan on competing in the Greco portion of Fargo in a couple days?
Yeah, I'm going to compete in the Greco.
Awesome. So what are your plans between now and then as far as, you go through the grind of all those matches and kind of, the emotions up and down. So what are you doing to prepare yourself for the Greco competition?
I'm going to have to get some sleep. I'm probably going to take an ice bath tonight just prepare my body and get my weight down and focus on Greco. Get a Greco practice in and be ready.
So go back to your preparation for Fargo. How much of a help was it to have a person like Eric Aiken, your high school coach, to help you prepare through that? As I mentioned in the opening, he's the most decorated participant in Kansas history with the Greco and Freestyle Junior, used to be known as Cadet, now 16U. How much did that help you, having him help you to prepare?
It helped a lot. I mean, he knows his stuff, and he knows what it takes to compete at this level, so it helps a lot.
All right, so we've been visiting with Dylan Elmore on his performance in Junior Freestyle. He's getting ready for Junior Greco coming up in a day or so. So, Dylan, thank you for taking the time to join us, and best of luck. We'll be watching the results.
Thank you.
Next up, we have All-American Jared Sima.
Congratulations on a great tournament. 182 pounds in junior freestyle was touted as one of the deepest weight classes in the entire field. A lot of the national publications and podcasts and things were talking about it. So what are your thoughts as you assess your performance in coming out of a bracket like that with All-American honors?
Wrestled well. Front side match, quarters match, I drew TJ Stewart. Really good kid. He's in the finals actually right now. Taking through that match, started off, he got a takedown, and then pretty sure I got a push out or something. I was moving real well, moving with him. We were flowing pretty well. And then, pretty sure he got like another takedown or something. And then I hit a crotch lift, got two out of that. And then, I think he got a push out somewhere in there and end up like 6-3 or something like that. But went out there, wrestled my butt off. Coaches were proud of just going out there, competing, wrestling as hard as you can. And, sometimes you'll lose, sometimes you'll win. But as long as you go out there and compete, then it really, really doesn't matter. And then on the backside of the match, Conti Semis, that one kind of hurt. I was up 7-3, I think it was. Kid came back, beat me 10-9. Both wrestling really hard. Both beat up from just grueling matches, you know, and that's part of the sport, you know. You can't get beat up, but you got to go out there and still compete, and him and I both did that, and it was, all in all, it was a fun match. Lost 10-9, last second step up point for him to go up, and then we challenged, and lost the challenge. Well, I didn't need a takedown anyway, so we challenged it, see if they change it, and lost 10-9, but just went out there and competed, and then this for fifth, wasn't moving my feet. That one kind of hurts. Just wasn't moving, and went out and got tech.
Yeah, and speaking of that last match, you know, I see your knee is pretty heavily wrapped. Was that bothering you at all, or you know, are you going to? And that, and the other question too, are you going to wrestle in Greco?
Yeah, I am. The knee injury, I mean, it hurts like hell. But once you step out on that mat, you got to just forget about it. It doesn't hurt. Like, it's all mental. You got to go out there and compete and forget about it. So, even though it hurt like hell, but you just got to forget about it and then, you know, figure it out.
All right. Well, good attitude there for sure. So, the tournament numbers are busting at the seams, and a few more graduated seniors are taking part than has been the trend in recent years. Why was it important to you to participate before you head off to the University of Northern Iowa?
Main thing is last year got canceled. So if I wanted to wrestle, it would have been 2 years in a row not wrestling freestyle and Greco. And I didn't want just – it's all about competing and getting that mat time in and still figuring out what you got to work on and that kind of stuff. So after last year being canceled, it's like, man, I really got to go out there and compete. I mean, I have one more shot. So – and also – it just last year and all, just wanted to go out there and compete and wrestle guys that you've never wrestled before and at a new weight class. And so I got to see all new guys this year, and I'll probably see them in college because we're all going to be the same weight class. So it was kind of nice.
Absolutely. And you know, there's no COVID extra year in Fargo for sure. So, and you mentioned a new weight class back in 2019, you were at 152. You finished as a double All-American, placing seventh in freestyle and as runner-up in Greco. And you said you do plan on competing in Greco. Is that something that is important to you to try to get, you know, another All-American finish, a double All-American, you know, just looking at the grind that Fargo is? Or are you looking more kind of, as you talked about, just getting matches in?
No, absolutely. I'm going out there to win it. I mean, I lost in the finals 2 years ago, so one step better is winning it all. So I got to go out there and compete and wrestle hard again. I mean, it's going to be tough. Another two full days of wrestling, but yeah, for sure. Go out there and win it. I'm not looking for matches and for this one.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, especially coming off with a tough loss like that. I appreciate you coming on and on behalf of the Kansas wrestling community, good luck in the Greco competition. Let's, you know, finish strong.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we want to welcome team leader James Bilby back. Coach, let us know your thoughts on our two All-Americans and the rest of the Kansas contingent in junior freestyle.
Yeah, Coach, it was good to watch these guys get after it. Much of kind of like what Jared said, you know, these guys all lost the season last year, and it's good to get back on the mat at an elite level for these guys. Jared Simmons, I mean, what can you say about the guy? You know, he didn't have to be here. He chose to be here. He's a leader by example, and he raised the ante. He wrestled really well. We thought he had a chance, and to go there on the backside, lost a heartbreaker there in the consolation semis, and then in his fifth and sixth place match, he kind of got down, kind of got back into it, got a nice takedown, and kind of fell into a leg lace and couldn't turn him, and the match ended that way. But. Double American now in freestyle, you know, the last two times he's been up here is pretty cool to see. And then Dylan Elmore, you know, he's one of those younger guys that we got that, you know, he's only going to be a junior in high school. So, I mean, he's got two more goes here at Fargo, and his Greco is really good. He got fourth at UWW. So we're expecting big things out of Dylan Elmore, but for him, you know, placing as a sophomore in high school at eighth at juniors, we think he had an excellent tournament. He beat two ranked guys in the top 15. Both of them are going to ACC schools in his run. So it's kind of a testament of where he's at. We had a couple other guys make some noise. I thought Nathan Fury, he was in that 189-pound or 182-pound weight class. He wrestled very tough for his first barter experience. You know, he's only a sophomore as well, so he's going to get two more cracks. He went 4-2. Blake Jarrett, you know, had a great tournament. We really thought he could place because he placed up at UWW Cadets earlier this year. And, you know, he went deep into the bracket, just kind of found himself on the other side of it. So these guys are fired up for Greco. You know, we always ask the kids if they're having a fun time, and they say, yeah. And our response is Greco is the best time. So we're hoping to get fired up here these last 2 days, starting tomorrow for our cadets and juniors.
Well, good. You know, and now you've been up there a month and a half, it seems like, probably, but we're at the halfway mark of Fargo 2021. 16U girls, 16U freestyle, and the junior freestyle now in the books, or junior freestyle is just finishing up. So we have junior girls left, 16U Greco, and junior Greco on the guys' side that remain. So what's your overall, kind of just your brief, you know, one sentence overall takeaway thus far? And what are you looking for the team when Greco starts tomorrow?
Overall, the experience is, if I had to keep it one line, is watch out. We are really young. And so I think we're going to make a big run here. We'll see some games next year, but we are going to see a big run here in 2 years just based on how we're kind of set up age group wise. And then going into Greco, it's just, you know, get your nose in there, right, and get gritty. We've looked at how Kansas has performed in Greco in the past couple of years. We've performed pretty well. Our All-American numbers are bigger there than our freestyle numbers. So we're hoping for to leave here with more hardware and to leave here with a bang. So the good thing that I can say with our men's staff and our women's staff, we have worked very well together. Me and Tyler were down there coaching some of the girls today, and heck, we've had Coach Phippen and Coach Storm coaching some of the guys at times too when we were getting overrun a little bit. The good thing is our guys are pretty loose and our girls too, and it's been a good experience, I guess, getting to work with, you know, both the men and women and just kind of watching our coaches work together. This is from some of the guys that have been around here a long time. This is a staff that's worked really hard getting along and it's pretty cool to see. So.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate your updates during the whirlwind that is Fargo. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.